Welcome back to the Voice of Hope. I wanted to stop by this evening and I wanted to offer you a few words of encouragement. Before I do, I wanted to start out with a beautiful song by Stars Go Dim. It's gonna get better.
It's gonna get better. It's gonna get better. It's gonna get better. It's the time, it's the place. All that you locked inside is ready to come alive. Embrace your great design, now's the time, it's your ride. I don't have to fear, cause I trust his love. I know where my help comes from. It's gonna get better. It's gonna get better. I know my identity, failures won't define me. I don't have to fear, cause I trust his love. I know where my help comes from. It's gonna get better. There's no mistake I could ever make. It's gonna get better.
Song, it's gonna get better, right? It's gonna get better. I was thinking about that today, and after this, beautiful holiday weekend, and had a beautiful holiday. I hope many of you out there did. I know this can also be a tough season for a lot of people, and I found, it was tough for me during some moments during the holiday season. And, lost my dear sweet mother this year. It was the first holiday without her. And just so many different things that I've been going through in my own life. And, but we have to just, keep pressing forward, no matter what's going on. And we don't understand, why things happen sometimes in our life. Sometimes it feels like on our journey, we just go through things over and over, tough things. It just keeps hitting us harder and harder. And we don't understand that, I mean, I'm sure I'm not the only one who has thought of this or even this had this process is, you know, God, why does bad things happen to good people? You know, we don't have the answers, you know, and we get frustrated, and but we know there's an enemy out there who wants us to stay frustrated. He doesn't want us to, you know, look to Jesus. He wants us to become bitter and lose our peace and get in fear when we're having bad days, you know, whatever they may be in your life, whatever trouble you may be going through, or just tough moment. You may be having a tough moment. He wants that to grow, and he wants that to take root. But we have to remember that if we hold our peace, we lean into God and trust him during the most difficult times of your life, that he will bring you through out of those valleys onto the other side of that mountain. So as I was thinking of that, I thought I would read that Jesus is calling with you today, as I always do. It says it so perfectly. It says, I am preparing you for what is on the road ahead, just around the bend. Take time to be still in my presence so that I can strengthen you. The busier you become, the more you need this time apart with me. So many people think that time spent with me is a luxury they cannot afford. As a result, they live and work in their own strength until that becomes depleted. Amen, right? Then they either cry out to me for help or turn away in bitterness. How much better it is to walk close to me, dependent on my strength and trust in me in every situation. Amen. So right. If you live in this way, you will do less but accomplish far more. Your unhurried pace of living will stand out in this rush-crazed age. Some people may deem you lazy, but many more will be blessed by your peacefulness. Walk in the light with me, and you will reflect me to the watching world. Amen. You know, sometimes it is so hard. You know, we get caught up in this rush, you know, day-to-day living. You know, we have a to-do list of things that we need to get done. And sometimes we find it hard just to take those moments and spend, you know, with God. I just don't know how, you know, we could make it one moment in our life without him, though. I know I sure can't. And so just think about that. When you're going through a tough day, you know, lean into him. Stop during your rush, you know, rushing moments, or just take some time out, whether it's, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Go outside, look at the sunset. I did that tonight, and it always reminds me, hey, that's a kiss from God. You made it. Another day. You know, some people didn't get another day. But when I watch that sunset go down, it reminds me, he gave me another day. So remember that. Count the moments, as I call those roses in the moments. Count those roses in the moments. Before you know it, you've made it through a day with lots of roses in the moments from God. And it should make you feel so special, even during the hard times, during the valleys, and in the mountains. And I wanted to play a little clip for you before I play the last song as I end the podcast. This clip is by Stephen Furtick. If you have a moment, you might want to look it up. The visual illustration he gives, it's so beautiful. It's just a small little clip. It says, "There is a promise that produces peace. There is a promise that produces peace." And that's by Stephen Furtick. And then I'm going to end with a song right after that by Torrin Wells, "Hills and Valleys." So I hope you enjoy this. Listen to the words Stephen Furtick speaks. And if you have a chance, look this up. There is a promise that produces peace.
And he said in Mark 4:35, "Let us go to the other side." It was the proof that we cannot die in the storm because there is a purpose on the other side. How I make it through this season and this storm and this valley is that I know there's something on the other side. Every valley is between two mountains. There is something on the other side. Sleep on it. Sleep on it. Cast your cares upon him. He cares for you. Sleep on it. I feel so awkward up here. Showing you how Jesus was the promise. Pillow and the promise. Hey, you know what? I just realized something. He wasn't sleeping on a pillow. He was sleeping on purpose. He knew that no matter what storm I go through, no matter what season I'm in, the purpose of God will prevail. Sleep on it. Sleep on it. Therefore, since we have this promise of entering into his rest, let us take heed that we do not fall short of it. There is a purpose that produces rest, and there is a promise that produces peace. Sleep on it. It was a rock, became a pillow. It was a pillow, it became a pillar. What you're going through right now is going to be the foundation of the revelation of who God really is. Sleep on it.
So think about that as you listen to Torrin Wells, "Hills and Valleys."
I've walked among the shadows, you wipe my tears away, and I've felt the pain of heartbreak, and I've seen the brighter days. And I break bread to heaven from my lowest place, and I have held the blessings, God, you give and take away. No matter what I have, your grace is enough. No matter where I am, I'm standing in your love. On the mountains I will bow my life to the one who set me dreams get broken. In you I hope again. No matter what, I know I'm safe inside your hand. On the mountains I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there.
Amen. We're never alone, whether we're in the hills or the valleys or the mountaintops. God's with us always. Always. So as I end my podcast, as I always do, if no one has told you today, let me be the first. You are so loved. So wherever you're at and whoever you're around in your part of the world, get out there today and spread some hope. This world needs it now more than ever. So join me back here next episode of The Voice of Hope. This is where hope happens. Much love to you all. God bless. Have a beautiful evening. See you next time. Bye-bye.